Oh, Tyrande. High priestess, night warrior. Completely powerless to stop the count.
The World of Warcraft podcast, so you don't have to. This is the instance.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Instance. That's right. This is The Instance, the World of Warcraft podcast that you all know and love for 14 years on now. It is November 13, 2020. I'm Scott Johnson, joined today by Garrett Weinzierl. Garrett, welcome. Hello.
I return.
I missed you last week.
I missed you too, buddy.
Oh, thanks, man.
Not too much, because I was hanging out with my wife, and she's awesome.
Well, then, forget it. I'm doing something like that next week. In fact, I should probably make this clear right up top of the show here. Next week, there will be no show. I'm not going to be here. My wife is scurrying me away for 6 days away, which we have not done at all, not only during the COVID times, but maybe a year and a half to 2 years before this. So we're like, you know what? We need it. We're doing it. We're going to a remote place in an area in southern Utah called St. George, where the place we're going, there's nobody there. And we get to just sort of chill and not work and do anything for six whole days. So that's where I'm going. And as a result, there won't be an instance next week, but there will be one the following week. And that is why I wanted to get, here in this conversation, because I'm about to tell you something super rad. And those who are here live or are listening to the podcast today, you're the lucky ones to hear about it first. We are running a contest. It will start later today. Well, I'll give you the details. It's not going to start. Effectively, it has begun, okay? The contest is happening. What you're going to win is what I have to tell you about, and how you'll win it is the other part. So let me just make sure I got all the up-to-date information about specifications so I don't send you guys in the wrong direction, because you're going to want to hear this. Okay, here it is. I got it. All right. We're doing a special thing for November, and it's all going to be come to fruition on the 27th, which is a day that we'll do a show in the morning. But that evening at 8 p.m. Central, okay, so 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to do a special stream. And on that stream, I have partnered with Doghouse Systems, and we are going to be giving away a massive gaming rig. An entire computer full of gaming goodness ready for you to play. I have two things to show the chat. One is let's see if I can get it over here. There we go. One is the case. Look at this. Garrett won't be able to see this, but I'll put a copy.
I can see none of this. I'm going to, ooh, wow. You know what? I have a doghouse, so I'm going to assume it looks amazing, because mine looks amazing.
Yeah, it looks pretty freaking good. This is their latest. I'm going to post this in here. And it's got this totally clear case thing on the outside, so you can see all the guts in there. Programmable lights, all that business. Anyway, brand new system to help celebrate the launch of World of Warcraft Shadowlands. And we'll be giving this away that week, a few days after the launch of the game, to a lucky winner. Here's what's included: the Fractal Design Define S2 Vision RGB chassis. That's the chassis I'm showing in the chat room right now. An EVGA Supernova modular power supply, Asus ROG Maximus. What is that? 10, 11, 12. Hero Z490 motherboard. That's going to matter to some nerds. Intel Core i9. 240mm closed loop water cooler. Ooh. 32GB of HyperX Predator memory. That's two 16GB modules. 2TB NMVE SSD drive. Fastest drives you can get right now. And a 4TB Western Digital Black Edition 7200RPM data drive will be in there as well. So 2TB of SSD.
Scott, can we redact that 2TB SSD? No reason. Just can we redact that?
No.
Are we allowed to?
No, you can't. You have to stay with your crappy small one. That's just how
it's going. What if I'm uninterested, if I'm allowed to?
Well, then that's a whole different, that's even a better question. Of course, this will come on Windows 10 and that sort of thing. Oh, and we forgot to mention an EVGA RTX 3080 video card. Yeah, that's right. The brand new 3080s from NVIDIA will be in this thing.
Oh, damn. This is significantly actually more well-equipped than mine.
Yeah, it's a monster. I am jealous of this contest as well. And I should mention that Intel's got a big role in this. They wanted to do be part of this giveaway, so they're working with Doghouse and us to make this happen. So, to just give you the rundown here, you don't have to do anything super special, but just show up to that stream at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, again, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here at twitch.tv/frogpants. On the day of the 27th, we'll have a show that morning, so we'll remind you plenty. I may even put a little supplementary thing up next week while I'm gone that just reminds people to be there. And we're going to give away this system to one lucky listener who is in that chat room. You need to be in there, part of the chat, to do it. Oh, and the other thing, we'll have other giveaways as well. Getting a list together of what those will be, but it's everything from small stuff like some signed prints from me and some other paraphernalia that's WoW-related and some other things from Doghouse Systems as well. I'll have that list well before then, so I'll let you guys know. So keep an eye on our Twitter feed. So anyway, check it out. 27th, giving away a massive gaming rig from our friends at Doghouse Systems and Intel, and we're really excited about it.
My last three computers have been Doghouse Systems.
Same. Exactly the same for me. Let's see. My first one was 2011 or no, sorry, 2008 or 2009. Holy crap.
And they're all still running. Yeah. They're now hooked up to every television in the house, all of the old ones.
Yeah, you can keep them for a very long time and just get the latest and greatest, which is some lucky dude's going to get this. I'm freaking jealous of this, and I cannot wait to see who gets it. Be that winner, or at least be there and available to win it on the 27th of this month. All right. More as we know it, coming up soon, but now these side quests. All right, let's get started with some information about multi-boxers. Hey, Garrett, have you ever multi-boxed? Is that a thing you ever went, yeah, I'm going to be a multi-boxer and try that and WoW?
No.
Okay, me neither. It always seemed like too much work to me. And
friend did. I quested with my buddy who did once.
Yeah? And what was that like, him just running around with five guys and then you?
This was still vanilla, I think. Maybe it was BC. I don't know. It was very early. My memory is foggy, but I think we did like 20 levels in like a single session. And at the time, that was like unheard of, like how fast we leveled up.
Yeah. See, it seems to me like if you wanted to power level during vanilla or that era, maybe even mid BC or whatever, well, maybe through the entirety of the game, the way you would do it is multi-boxing. People would tell you that. And I had friends who did it as well. I don't know if any of them are still doing it now, but it's a thing. It's still a thing. No idea how many people actually participate in this anymore. Like, we don't have numbers or anything, but Blizzard is calling out multi-boxers like never before. They say in an effort to evolve their policies to support the health of the game and its players, they have this to say. We've examined the use of third-party input broadcasting software, which allows for a single keystroke or action to be automated and mirrored to several game clients. And we've seen an increasingly negative impact in the game as this software is used to support botting and automated gameplay. The use of input broadcasting software that mirrors keystrokes into multiple WoW game clients will soon be considered an actionable offense. We believe this policy is in the best interest of the game and the community. We will soon be issuing warnings to all players who are detected using input broadcasting software to mirror commands to multiple accounts at the same time. And then in parentheses, they finally said, often used for multi-boxing. With these warnings, we intend to notify players that they should not use this software while playing World of Warcraft. They did say soon thereafter, the warnings will escalate to account actions, which can include suspension and, if necessary, permanent closure of the player's World of Warcraft accounts. They say, we strongly advise you to cease this type of software immediately to maintain uninterrupted access to World of Warcraft. So, seemed like this has been coming for years. I was always surprised they even let it be a thing, but they did. It's unclear, like I said, how many players are out there that this would affect. I don't currently know any who are multi-boxing, but it's an interesting move by Blizzard. Maybe PvPers will be the happiest, though, because you can always tell when someone's multi-boxing against you in a PvP battleground, and it's a nightmare, and I don't like that. But Garrett, thoughts, feelings? Do you care? Were you about to become a multi-boxer, and now your dreams are dashed?
I couldn't be less impacted by this personally. Never multi-boxed myself, as I mentioned, and had no plans to. But at the same time, I've always found it fascinating. It never really bothered me all that much. I thought it was kind of cool and a weird, like, pseudo hack that was up until this point. You know, Blizzard looked the other way.
Yeah.
So, like, if you enjoyed multi-boxing. Like, it's such a, to me, it's such a supremely unique thing to World of Warcraft. I can make sense that it would exist in any other WASD tab targeting based MMO. But to me, like, when someone says multi-boxing, the only thing I think of is World of Warcraft. So yeah. I've always found it kind of cool and weird and another one of those kind of, you know, strange, unique, organic things that came out of World of Warcraft. Yeah. And so, like, I'm kind of sad to see it go, even though I never did it and don't plan to. And I feel for folks that, like, enjoyed doing it, like, legitimately, that were just, you know, got a sense of accomplishment or just enjoyed being able to, like, run around with multiple characters clipping within one another.
Yeah, no, it's a weird thing. And also just this concept that people were sitting around a play area with five computers in some cases. Sometimes people are running multi-clients on a single system, but just the idea of that apparatus, that kind of like logistical configuration to make that work. And then that became the way that they enjoyed playing the game is fascinating. Like, that's just a really weird thing. Like you said, I totally agree with that, but I also can totally see Blizzard's point of view here. And it doesn't shock me, especially because a lot of that software could very easily be rolled into being used in other nefarious ways in the game, be it botting or something else. So I totally get why they would yank the carpet out from under this, at least at some point. I'm surprised it took as long as it did. Someone in the chat room just suggested if Battle.net and WoW and Blizzard games in general are moving toward a possible streaming client model, sort of xCloud-ish idea of being able to play your games that way in the future from Blizzard, then this would make sense also as a way to say, yeah, you can't be doing that when we do the streaming thing. I'm not exactly why it would be a giant impact, but it comes to mind as well. Anyway, yeah, we'll see.
That's interesting. I don't know. If I were them, not that they always plan things perfectly over at Blizzard, but if I were them and that was a reason, I would wait to right. announce the streaming feature and be like, oh, by the way, unfortunately, we're going to have to kill multi-boxing.
Right. I have to think today, like, given the client's age and the kind of computers we have today, like that one we're going to give away, probably more possible than ever to run multiple instances of the game at the same time on the same box. I mean, we kind of have the computing power for that now. So maybe it's easier than ever, and maybe that's why they want to kibosh it now, because it is easier than ever. It's no longer you having to invest in five separate computers or some configuration like that. Instead, you can just wing it on one. And even if that only means running three characters at once, doesn't have to be all five or whatever, the botting options become easier for people. I don't know. I'm trying to see it from Blizzard's point of view. To me, it makes sense. And probably, if I was to guess, and I don't have the numbers on this, they surely do, but they're probably looking now at way less people doing this in general. And as a result, perfect time to kibosh it, because you're going to have less upheaval. And I've already seen multiple people get mad about it who have never multi-boxed in their life. But they are stalwart defenders of those who do, and not actual multi-boxers. So time will tell on this one whether it causes any kind of upheaval or anger. But so far, kind of quiet. Nobody seems to be freaking out too bad. And they've already, oh, and I should mention, as of today, they've already started some bans. They did warnings, a wave of warnings. Now they've done some banning of people who did not heed the warning. So we are in it for the long haul on multiboxers. Sorry, guys. Go multibox somewhere else. all right, Garrett, let's move on to talking more about legendaries, which I can't wait.
Yeah, things you won't be grinding with your multi-box account or accounts. Blizzard posted a new guide explaining how players are going to be forging legendaries in Shadowlands. A quote from the post says, "Locked within the Tower of the Damned, you'll discover the Rune Carver, a powerful entity chained within Torghast's unhallowed halls. Together, you'll forge legendary items infused with otherworldly powers. It will give you a fighting chance against the Jailer and his minions." You know, fluffy, in-universe, well-written. They go on to detail how the system works, including starting with a base piece of gear, what professions will be granted the recipe for basic pieces as part of the Rune Carver storyline, and what other resources will need to finish your legendary gear builds. Mm-hmm. They also go a little deeper into how missives will work and how they provide secondary stats. They also confirmed that missives will be fully tradable between players and available via the auction house, As exciting as legendaries are, keep in mind that you can only ever hold one at a time. So, you know, choose wisely.
Yeah, I would recommend doing that. This I keep forgetting. There's been so much going on about pregame and pre-patch and, you know, now the event, which we're going to talk about in our main quest today, that I kind of forgot about the way the legendary is going to work or legendaries are going to work. So I like that they put an updated guide in there, and to understand more how missives are going to work is good. Also, I thought I had it in my head that they, you could have more than one legendary piece of gear on at a time, and that's not the case, which has always been sort of true, right? Isn't that always true? You could only ever have one, even if it was an old Legion level.
Could we have two?
Could you have two? I don't remember.
I had such rotten luck with legendaries in Legion that
dude, I never. I think I got one.
Put it out of my mind.
I got one that whole time. That was my RNG nightmare. Was Legion? I never got any kind of like good luck with that.
Okay, stuff. Yeah. Rest of the else in chat room saying was two in Legion. I thought that was the case.
Okay, so two in Legion. Maybe I don't know what did we even do in the last expansion with the legendaries? I didn't even pay attention to that. Did we do anything? I don't think we did. I don't think there's anything. I don't think
cloak, we had Scott. Legendaries. You got a cloak.
But here's what I know. You can only carry one in Shadowlands. So sorry if you were hoping to really deck yourself out with multiple legendaries. So be smart about what you choose and how you choose it. And throw a coin to your rune carver because he's there to take care of you. All right.
Yeah, tip your rune carver, everyone.
Indeed. All right, we're already to this. The main quest today, Death Rising, the pre-expansion event, is live. And I've played it. Did you play it? Have you done all you can do? Except obviously waiting 20 minutes for stuff to pop in Ice Crown. But yeah, you did. Okay, good.
That was a nice subtle G.I. Joe quote. I've done all I can do. I've been all I can be. And yes, I've done it all unceremoniously, as a matter of fact, because I did it on the day that this dropped. And boy, were there a lot of people murdering it. Is this a spoiler alert? I'm assuming you probably are aware, but if you are concerned about who dies in the event that launched this past Tuesday, I guess.
Well, I mean, technically, I already ruined it for him because you heard this part of the opening clip today.
Completely powerless to stop the coming.
Let me, just so you know,
you could have been the Raven Lord.
I could have been the Raven Lord. You're right.
I mean, he's talking to Taranda, but I mean, Taranda fights in the Nexus, and the Raven Lord is in the Nexus. So, you know, there's, okay, freaking Thanos dies, everybody. We kill him.
He's a world boss. He's a hardcore world boss with, you know, a lot of people taking him down at once. It's not an easy fight. I died twice, partly because that group sucked, but still.
I flew in and I was trying to join a group on my flight over. And no one was letting me in. And when I got there, there was already what looked to be, I don't know, I'm gonna go with a conservative estimate, Scott, of 17 billion people all crowded around Thanos. And he was about 15% health. So I just landed and smacked him and got my loot and left.
Oh, man, that's great. I was there for the whole fight. Died twice, came back. They almost group wiped us. I don't know if everybody was just being dumb. It was new. Same with me. I was starting really early. So I hadn't, you know, nobody, as far as I know, nobody had repeated it or knew everything about the fight or whatever. But, you know, there's Nathanos on a hill in the Eastern Plaguelands going, freaking me and Sylvanas doing it in a tree or whatever, just doing a bunch of shit and talking about how we've all come to get him. And by the way, this quest you were sent on via your home cities. I won't get into details because it's different for Alliance than it is for Horde. But basically, once you get out there and you confront him, he decides it's time to go all out. And we finally have an explanation for why he is firing a bunch of arrows in the sort of sneak preview video we got recently from Blizzard.
Yeah, the story trailer.
Yeah, when he's whipping arrows out of his back and hucking them at, you know, at an alarming rate, it's now clear what was happening because what happens
you
is...
You know, Scott, Scott, to your recantation here of this event, I just have to ask you, is that the best you can do?
I will rejoin the Dark Lady in my nude dreams that I have about the Dark Lady. I can't do him. I can't do Nathanos. But I like Nathanos a lot. I'm going to go on record right now and say he's one of my favorite
Oh, dude, thank you. I do get great. Such a bum rap. I don't understand why people hate on Nathanos so much. I love. He's just absurd.
Oh, of, of villains, as villains go in Warcraft, he's in my top tier. I really like him. And I like him partly because he's so sycophantically attached to Sylvanas Windrunner in the most unhealthy of ways and is just such an ass about it and was always an ass. Before his turning, he was a huge ass. He's just an ass. And I love it. I love that guy. He just chews up the scenes, whatever he's in. The voice actor is insanely good. He's just great. Now, part of...
Yeah,
part
I call him Nathan-ass.
Nathan-ass. Exactly. Nathan-ass. Now, Here's the other thing. You might hear this news and go, or have played that moment and went, wait a minute. They've killed one of my favorite dudes or whatever. This is all very unceremonious. And
I mean, also, he was already dead.
Right. But that would actually, it's ceremonious, actually, because you get some rad gear out of the fight.
It was extremely ceremonious.
Yep. There's a really good cinematic tied to this thing, which is what that clip is from. And it's one of my favorite of that middle ground in-game cinematic things that Taron Gregory's team worked on. One of my favorites. I loved it. And I think it's because, I don't know, Taron is a badass and Malfurion's nowhere to be seen. So that's enough to like it on that level alone.
We have the same bar to clear.
She's just great. She comes up there and he's such an ass. Oh my gosh, just right up to the moment that she ends him, he's just a bastard. But the fight itself has him, you know, talking a lot of smack like you do in these kind of fights. He has an ability that he keeps spamming that's basically volley, like a volley of arrows, but it's a huge area of effect and it's almost immediate and you just die if you stand in it for too long at all. And if your healers aren't paying attention, it's real, real bad. So I just would warn you, if you haven't done it yet, that's the worst thing. Stay out of those arrow piles and you'll probably be okay if you're DPS. I can't speak to melee because I can't tell what they're doing in there. Just a scrum of, you know, messy melee. But anyway, it was great. I got a new gun out of there, and it's a great gun. It's actually a decent design for once, because I usually hate the guns in World of Warcraft and stick with one transmog forever. But this new gun's pretty good. So hunters, there's that. I don't know how everybody else is faring on gear, and I actually didn't check to see if you were guaranteed one on the first kill or if you can farm him. I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
I'm unsure as well.
Maybe.
I got a dope-ass looking Night Elf sword and moved on.
All right, so we're all getting weapons, it sounds like. And my guess is it's guaranteed with that first one. But if farming him does nothing, then there's really no reason to do the fight again, except it's kind of cool. It's cool to go back in that part of the Plague Lands and just see the colors of that place and just know that guy sleeps on a pile of maggots and shit, because that's who he is, you know? Just a gross... Because we're at his house, he says. You're in my home, and you look at his house, and it's just like this piece of shit shack out in the middle of... The worst.
It's also vanilla graphics, which is the best.
Oh yeah, it's all vanilla graphics. Yeah, which, by the way,
when I talked to the, so I did this first on one of my Alliance tunes, and when you talk to the NPC that gives you the quest, it's the quest text. It's like, I saw him sitting on his porch with those damned dogs staring at me with those red eyes, mm-hmm. And then you get there and you're like, this is an absolute shit check, and there is no porch.
Nope,
there's no porch at all.
Nope. But those hellhound things, the big jowly dogs that he has, they're all over the place. They're just mobs out in that area. So those are kind of cool. But you're right. It's like totally vanilla, which means if you're running on a slower machine, older video card or something, you're worried about just 70 people all fighting at once on this hill. It does a lot for a better frame rate. I can tell you that. Like playing in vanilla zones for like that kind of intense like stuff on the ground and everything, it worked out real well. So anyway... Nathanos dead. He's out. But you know where he's headed. That's why this isn't such a sad thing. The whole point is Shadowlands is the next phase, and she's over there doing who knows what the hell. So he's not worried. He doesn't. It's fine to kill him. In fact, he's almost asking Taronda to finish him, so he can just be done, get out of there, go meet up with his lady baby, and then Taronda can go back home and go, oh, husband, it was a rough day. I killed the dude, but really it's for naught because he's off to the Maw. Oh, Taronda, he'll say, right? In response. So anyway.
It's like when I purposely die while leveling in WoW Classic because rezzing at the Spirit Healer puts me way closer to where I need to be because there's only like 3 flight points in all of Classic World of Warcraft. That's Nathanos. He's like, I really just don't want to walk out to Ice Crown. Yeah. If you could maybe just, you know, could you cut my head off? I'd really appreciate it. Yeah. If you could just behead me. The mage told me no on the portal. So if you could just fast track me to my lady, I would really appreciate it.
I have a request that Blizzard's never going to do. They're never going to do this, but this is what I want them to do. Right now, the portal in Orgrimmar takes me to Trisfall Glades and, you know, that whole area, but it takes me to the portal room, or one of the portal rooms, or I should say a room with a portal inside of Undercity. I don't want to be in there ever. I mean, I don't need to be in there ever unless there's some quest reason to be in there. So can you make that portal just go to the portal that's outside on the portal that takes you back to Orgrimmar? Like, just can those portals be portal to portal instead of portal to the freaking guts of the place? So I got to fly out of there and then go, you know, go where I really meant to. But then there's a thing right out there. Just put it there. Have that portal go to that portal, and then that portal could go to this portal. They don't have to go back to their rooms or whatever.
Are there any other portals you'd like to talk about? Would you like to say that portal maybe three more times?
No, because it's starting to annoy even me to say it.
But I mean, frankly, what you're describing would make more sense from a narrative point of view, because Undercity is supposed to be lost. We're not supposed to be going there anymore.
Well, that's the other thing, is you got to go switch the switch over there with that lady if you even want to use it, you know, if you haven't already. But I did it for Halloween stuff, so it was already set. But yeah, you got to go talk to Memory Lady and go, show me what it was like before all the bullshit happened, and then you're good. But
yeah, this has been the Instance Portal Edition. I hope you enjoyed.
Yeah, did you guys enjoy? We're calling the show, it's called Portal from now on, and unless Valve gets mad, we're keeping it. We're good.
This conversation was a triumph.
Yep. Tomorrow, next week's show will be here. Portal 2. Anyway. Anyway, it's cool. I really enjoyed the fight. I like the cinematic a lot. It's got me in the mood, as most of the pre-patch stuff has done for me. I'm just in the mood. The quest line was fine. Thankfully, everything is very voiced, so I've kind of had it with older. I've learned leveling these old tunes that right around a certain time in Mists of Pandaria, they were kind of straddling it, where some of your quests and some of your storylines had people talking, Lorewalker Cho telling you something, but then other times it was just like, oh right, I got to read the freaking text down here because I don't have it turned on over their head, so I got to look down. Oh yeah, he's talking. They don't do that anymore. All the new stuff is, somebody's always talking, and I really appreciate that. It adds to the mystique of the whole thing and makes the story feel deeper.
You enjoying being out at the fair, not the fairgrounds, the TOC, the freaking oh my God, the Argent tournament.
Yeah. Yeah. I like being back there.
Give me a mad flashbacks to being completely and utterly sick of ever wanting to step in.
Oh yeah, for sure. Again. Like, I mean, still one of my favorite raids though, because you never had to run anywhere or kill trash that wasn't all in the same place in
TOC. Oh, I loved it. And it was such a cool like theme. Yeah. But like I have mad flashbacks to just being like, if I have to do another daily out in TOC, I'm gonna lose my mind.
Yeah.
And I love that it's dailies, it's not world quests or freaking blue exclamation marks. You gotta go out there. Like it feels. I think you know. At least we're not jousting, Scott.
Oh yeah, we're not. Totally not jousting. That's good. And yeah. There are no goblins giving me quests, so that's good.
It's like I'm weirdly happy that it's reminding me of something that I got utterly sick of. Like it's hitting me right in the nostalgia.
It's working for me too. Also, when I flew over there, because I portaled to, how did I get to Outland? I don't remember. I don't know what I did.
Well, Scott, there's a big archway. We call it the Dark Portal.
No, that's not how I got through though. There was some other way I got. How did they get me to? However, I got to Northrend. I don't remember how I got to Northrend. It wasn't through Borean Tundra or Howling Fjord. I did something else for this quest.
Oh, the portal room has a Wrath of Lich King Dalaran portal.
Oh, that's right. That's how I got there. I went to Dalaran because you had to go to Crystal Song Forest. Okay. So I do that. Yeah. I get there and I'm immediately like, oh, the music and I just love it. And I take off and I decide to fly, not take flight points. I just want to fly.
Yeah, because why would you?
Why would you? Exactly.
Forge your own path.
So I did that. I'm flying toward the Argent Tournament grounds and I'm flying over the big hole that Centragosa came out of. And Arthas is up there with his, you know, smell my sword thing and all that from the cinematic. It always makes me think he's saying smell my sword when he holds it up. Anyway, seeing that hole again and just like all the marks from where it clawed out and walked and stuff. Man, I just love that stuff. So then I got down close to it because I just wanted to get a closer look. And there's still some weird mages over there trying to extract who the hell knows what out of it. And they're all level 50. And that's weird because I forgot that all scaled up. And it's just
Go do the dailies, one of the dailies is to go kill the mancers that are trying to raise frostworms again. It's like they're back. Right. Part of it is that the Cult of the Damned is back and they're doing the same shit they were doing back when we had to go fight Arthas. So like that's another reason like why it's giving me mad Wrath of the Lich King nostalgia is like because we were killing those folks a decade ago.
There's a lot there that is very, very familiar and in a good way, and I'm really, really enjoying it. What I don't like, if I have any complaint, it's this spawning, you know, like one of the bosses from Ice Crown Citadel will pop in places every 20 minutes or whatever it is. And then everyone rushes over there and pounds away at it, and you have chances for cool gear and all that. And that's great. So if I want to fight Hodir again, here's my chance. That's exciting. These are bosses I have fond memories of. However, it's really kind of hard to pay attention to. Like, I'm waiting to hear about when it happens. They pop. I get over there. He's dead before I touch him. Okay, well, that's another 20 minutes. What can I go do for, you know, like there's a little bit of that going on. I wouldn't call it a grind so much as just like a weird waiting game. And I don't love that exactly, but it's a small eventy thing. It isn't a big deal. It's not going to determine the course of the expansion by any stretch. This is just a keep us occupied till the 24th kind of business. And that's fine.
But, yeah. It's a great way to get catch up gear. I have really no compliments for the catch up gear and how it looks. It has got to be the most basic. Found this in a cereal box armor design I've seen in a while, but
yeah.
But I think what I'm enjoying what we're doing to get it. Like I remember seeing the preview for what we were going to be doing out in Ice Crown and feeling like it seems kind of like low impact. And I think, you know, compared to the War of Thorns, which is what we had leading up into BFA, it still seems kind of small scale. But I don't know. I think they did a good job. There's some like cool, subtle things here. The one thing is I still haven't seen an undead invasion.
Oh, I haven't either. Not once.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing that from a lot of people.
Sticking out to me.
There are a lot of people saying that. That's not just us. There's like, I've heard Taliesin say, has anyone seen one of these yet? It's like, dude, if you're not seeing it, who the hell's seeing it? Like,
yeah, we talked about that this week.
Yeah. So that's a bummer. Or maybe it isn't. Maybe that makes it more rare and all the cooler to see it. I don't know. But I'll do my best to try to catch it, but I am really feeling the energy, you know, feeling that like, ooh, wow, it's just about to get new again. Here we go, everybody. And we don't have that much time now. Like I'm gone for a week next week. I'm basically back when we're ready. Like it's going to happen when I get back.
Shadowlands and turkey eating. Here we come.
I'm so excited. And it's weird to be this excited in a time where there are other things to play. Other games, there are new consoles out this week. Like there's a whole video games are at a kind of having a bit of a moment right now. And to feel this jazzed about good old World of Warcraft feels good. So I'm excited. Bring it on. I say, bring it on. All right. Well, that's what we've been doing this week. That's how it felt. That's what we did. And if you want to know more, get into the game and find out for yourself. That fight is awesome. Do not assume you can solo him, though. I watched a guy go start in the Thanos fight and then get his ass handed to him. So don't do that. That's for like 40 of you. Okay.
No. I mean, I feel like you should. You should. It's a rite of passage.
By saying you shouldn't, what I meant is you should. That's what I'm saying. Hey, look at this, everybody. Time for us to do quick fire questions. A fun little dumb thing we do every week where I ask some quick fire questions to Garrett. Rapid fire questions to Garrett. He asked me some in return. We answer them as fast as we can. We try not to think too much. And we give you, dear listener, the answers. Sometimes these are goofy.
I try not to think too much in all aspects of my life.
Oh, well, good. Well, you're doing a good job. I don't know what that means. All right.
The shade.
That didn't sound good. I didn't mean it to sound like that. All right. I'm going to ask you yours. These came to me via this website link thing I use, which is over at theinstance.net/questions, which are all questions that come to me that go to Garrett. And they go like this. This is from John. He says, what's the jailer's first name?
Jerry
the jailer. Nailed it.
Ding. Jerry the jailer.
Where's my ding? Oh, there we go. go. There it is. Badger Lord on Kargath US says, if you were to add a new weapon to the game or a new weapon type to the game, what would it be and why is it the Chakram?
It's not.
Oh, man.
We do nunchucks, man.
Oh, nunchucks.
I want nunchaka.
Yeah, give that to monks. I'd play a monk if it gave me a nunchucks. That'd be awesome.
You should not be allowed to wield them if you are showing your chest piece, though. You can only wield them shirtless.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. You can wear a shirt, says the judges. Corrado on Silvermoon says, question for Garrett, which major character will return in the infamous Dirt Island patch of Shadowlands?
It's generic Dirt Island. Okay, I get it right.
Oh, yeah, generic Dirt Island is what you call it. For the record, in case nobody knows, he's talking about, what's it called? Gadget.
Well, Mechagon in BFA, but it was also the Broken Shore in Legion. Was kind of, that one was, it was green tinted. It was apple-flavored generic Dirt Island.
Yeah.
These like mini zones that are really homogenous and don't have much in the way of a differing geography.
I would say that area looked like a Jolly Rancher factory exploded when they were making the sour apple flavor.
Because
it's just rocky and kind of translucent and green.
And a little bit of depending on what car you have, engine coolant.
Yeah, there you go. Don't let your dog eat it.
Yeah, a little bit of that. But if I had to hazard a guess, you know, it's Shadowlands, dead people, familiar faces. I think Hogger would be the king of Shadowlands, Dirt Island.
Wow, nailed it. That is the correct answer. Confirmed. Arcade says, Night Elf or Blood Elf?
I think they asked me that last time, and I will painfully say Night Elf. It was my OG main.
I like my Night Elves as well.
That's hard for me to choose, though. I love them both so much.
They're pretty great. Give Garrett an elf, and he's happy for a lifetime.
Elves are great, man. I really like what they're doing with Night Elves right now outside of Malfurion. Like, murderous woodland warriors? Yes, please, sign me up.
They could fix Malfurion. Well, maybe they can't. I don't know.
They made him cool in that one cinematic.
That one time.
Yeah. Just have him throw down more often as opposed to cry.
Yeah. Or go, hey, Taranda, me. All right. Moving on. Starhammer on Magtheridon says, do you believe in Bigfoot, aliens, and or ghosts?
Aliens.
Oh, all right.
I go with aliens. I believe in aliens.
All right. And do you think they've had contact with us? Have we met them before? Or is it just too infinite that they've never found us?
I would like to think that they have had contact with us, but honestly, I don't think we are worth their time.
Okay. I kind of agree, especially right now. All right. Final question. Kevy Bear says, this is from Emerald Dream, or this is where he resides. Who's the boss? Tony Danza or Bruce Springsteen? See what they did there? It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I'm going to go with Jack Donaghy.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry. We're correcting the judges. That is correct.
Good God, Lemon.
Yeah, good God, Lemon. All right, those are mine for you. Do you have some for me?
Of course I do, Scott. Of course I do. I get these off of Twitter. If you would like to send in a rapid fire question for one Scott Johnson, not for me, so stop it with the My Chemical Romance questions. Send it to hashtag rapid fire Scott.
Okay.
I got it saved up. There. All right. At Dimiternoth? I don't know. That's hard to say. Have you got Kaiju on your 2020 bingo card?
The answer is yes. Unequivocally, yes. I have Kaiju on my 2020 bingo card, but you never know when he's going to be here or when one will show up. So careful out there, everyone. Mask up.
Follow up.
Yeah.
Multi-headed dragon or giant butterfly?
Multi-headed dragon. Giant butterfly is dumb. That's dumb.
Oh, I love Mothra, man. Mothra's great.
Dumb, though. If you hit Mothra amazing. Hard enough, all his moth stuff just floats off and he's useless. He's a moth.
What was it? Godzilla King of Monsters. It was like kind of a rough movie, but the way they did Mothra was really freaking cool.
I still haven't seen that. I need to just see it.
It's worth watching it as like an art nerd. Like there's some really cool monster concepts and it's pleasing to look at.
I liked the first one, the first remake Eden modern thing.
Yeah, I did too.
So I will have to, I will make a point of finally seeing that thing.
Yeah. It's worth it. It's worth an at-home watch for sure.
All right.
At Steve X asks, if the next WoW expansion was on Earth, Mario Odyssey style, what would the Alliance and Horde home cities be?
Oh, that's a cool question. Well, Alliance's Mushroom Kingdom, you know, like the full-on castle bullcrap stuff. So I don't think that changes for them. But as far as Horde goes, Super Mario Odyssey? Whatever the desert levels were. I don't remember.
I think they're asking if there was a real world, you know, if you had to choose a location on Earth to be the new faction home cities, what would they, where would, what
oh,
would
they, like would here on this planet? Oh, yeah. Like Odyssey did with the city. I get it.
Yeah.
Now I get it. Sorry, I misunderstood the question.
Yes, we have, well, so you got it wrong, but I'm giving you a second chance.
Okay. All right. The elves will all live in Finland. the horde, specifically the orcs, will live in Chicago.
So Orgrimmar is Chicago.
Yeah. Stormwind is, for some reason, Washington State. I don't know why. We'll say Seattle is that. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Talk to King Anduin in the Space Needle.
Yeah.
Go quick.
The
elevator takes forever.
New Mexico desert for our Torn friends, and the undead will live in apparently the Midwest, if you're looking at COVID numbers right now. Let's see, who else?
Oh my God.
That's terrible. The numbers are terrible, is all I'm saying. What else? I'm trying to think of another. The space goats go back to space. We're done with them. Out. Get out.
We send them to the moon.
Get out. Yeah, put them on the moon.
Go to the moon, space goats.
Get them out of here, you Russian speaking weirdos. Anyway, that's as good as I've got for that question.
Nice, nice. We're going to stay on topic. We're going to stay real on topic here, I promise, Scott. OZ Gold Times wants to know, why are the Star Wars prequels hated so much?
Because they're not good at all. I mean, what else is there to say? They're bad. They're bad. There are things to like in them, okay? I'll concede that, but they're not good.
Don't change your answer on my account.
And by the way, I started just because I picked up a Series X this week and I wanted to see the EA Play stuff that's part of Game Pass now. And it's a lot, like a ton of EA games. And one of them is that Jedi Fallen Order deal that I didn't play.
Did you not play that yet?
No. I really like the tone of that thing. It's cool,
man. It's good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, I'm thinking that. Take that and Mandalorian, and those are my Star Warses right now. Because yeah, I really could give less of a
damn
poop.
Good game.
I could give less of a poop at the moment about the last six movies. I just don't care that much. But it's because the TV and video game stuff is making it so much better for me. I don't know. I can't explain it.
But Solo and Rogue One have stuck with me more than the sequel trilogy.
For sure. In particular for me, Rogue One has. I think Rogue One is actually like legit. I like it a lot. Solo, I'm a little more iffy.
Thank you. Yeah. Justin Robert Young, send your emails to idontcare@gmail.com.
He hates
At Jonesy OZ asks, if there was a StarCraft MMO, what faction and class would you play?
Oh, probably. I don't know how they'd even do this because I don't know what the factions and classes look like. Especially for Zerg. I can totally see it for Protoss and Terran. But probably Terran, and I would probably want to be Siege Tank Terran guy. I'd be a Siege Tank class.
Siege Tank operator.
Yeah. I think that sounds badass in that world. Which sounds like a game they were maybe making. Not MMO, but, you know, a game where I could take on these roles. Those bastards. And then they stopped.
Yeah.
And then
Dustin Browder.
Dustin Browder took off. He's like, that's it. I'm out. I'm going over to Dreamhaven. And so now every time you talk to Mike Morheim, he says,
hi, I'm Mike Morheim from
Dreamhaven.
And you're listening to The Instance.
All right. Sorry. I just like playing that.
That's so bad. It's good. That's the definition of that phrase.
Yeah.
That's great. I would just want to be a space marine. I just want to be a space redneck. That's all I want in life. Yeah.
Do you want to do flamethrower-y kind of guy? What's a fire bat? Or no,
just like Gauss rifle, traditional, you know, blue armor with a pinup on my shoulder.
Just a grunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's about time. It's about damn time.
At J Can Dance.
Yeah.
Wants to know, favorite raid boss encounter of all time.
It's easy to say Arthas because I really did like it. I think that's one of the most creative, interesting fights in the game ever. But raid, not dungeon, huh? There's so many memorable ones. I can't name one. I can't do one. I don't think. Yeah, I can't do one. I'll say Arthas because I can't do one.
Arthas really lived up to what I would want out of an Arthas fight.
Yeah. It was consistent tonally. It was really difficult. It was really awesome when you did it. There's like no feeling like it. I've never heard people yell and scream with such glee before in my life when we took him down finally after so many attempts. I just loved it. Yeah.
We yelled more from Syndragosa because it actually took us more attempts than Lich King.
Yeah, but also she sucks because every 5 seconds she was going, something compels you, or whatever she'd say over and over.
Watch as your pathetic magic betrays you.
That's what it is, betrays you. And she would say it over and over and over and over again. Ah, I hated it.
The pits.
It was great because you got the mount eventually, but Arthas is the man. That was a great fight. So I'm sticking with it.
And finally, at Kevin Netton wants to know, if GURP were added to Heroes of the Storm, what would his special be? And I don't know what a special is in Heroes of the Storm, so I'm going to translate and say heroic.
Probably heroic, yeah. Probably because I don't know how you do it, though. I was famous for standing in the poop back in the day. So how would that be?
He would release his own poop that the enemies have to get out of it, but it also damages GURP.
Yeah, there. Yeah, that's it. And you've already got a feign death ability on what's his name?
So, Rexxar. It's a talent. It's not a base ability.
Oh, that's right. So, but I can't really take that. I'd figure out a way to make it so everyone else but me stood in poop. And that means the other players, too, and they take a little damage from it. But all the enemies would really take a hit. But I would be okay. So we just do the opposite of what GURP was most famous for back in the day. I like it. Stand in the poop, it'd be called. Stand in the poop.
It'd be called Stand in the Poop.
Yep, hit R, you got Stand in the Poop.
He throws a hose in, and it actually drops poop on
him. Oh, I would love to throw a hose in. I've been spending so much time with a hose in lately with these alts. Anyway, there you go. There's your questions, rapid fire style. We love it. It's great. Please keep those coming. And we'll read them next time on the show.
Mr. Johnson, I have questions.
Oh, good, Chris, because I have answers. We got an email here from Frederick from Norway. He sent his email into theinstance@gmail.com, and he asked the following question. Hello, me and two other friends are leveling through raid content for fun, and we encountered an issue. In Naxxramas, the mobs are level 31, and we had some trouble with the difficulty, so we decided to level from 35 to 36. When we entered back into Naxxramas in level 36, my holy shock did 60k damage and not 200 as it had been doing since we were level 35. Do you know if this is a bug with the changes in leveling, or have you encountered it yourselves? Seems like we have suddenly gone god mode and can just one-shot everything, which is unfortunate because we had looked forward to doing old raids for nostalgia. This also applies to Magtheridon's lair in TBC. We have not entered into any of the timeline things from Chromie. Forgot the name. Regards, Norway. Norway's own Frederick. Okay. Well, Frederick, I don't know, but that sounds like a bug. And it might just simply be with the way things scale now, you just went over some threshold where now you're just murdering fools. But I don't know. I don't have a good answer.
Yeah,
Garrett?
Yeah, I don't know. I tried looking for information because I was curious if there was like basically a threshold, like you mentioned, but for each raid, because they used to have very obvious level caps that they were had originally been made for.
Right.
So it made sense if like Naxxramas, what was the cap during Wrath of Lich King? 70?
Right.
80?
80.
We went from 60 to 70 BC. Yeah. So whatever the case is, so it made sense. Like if you were the 90 and going back, you're going to be majorly overpowered and whatnot. But like, I'm curious if they cap the raids at a certain level. Like I don't know how scaling applies to raids, and like when each raid stops scaling,
right?
And so like what I'm curious and what Frederick didn't include here was, were the Naxxramas mobs still level 31 when you returned? It sounds like it.
Right.
You were level 36 and then you were just rocking them then I guess that answers my question as to where next Rammus was capped.
Right. And just a quick note about the Chromie thing. There's nothing to enter in with her anyway once you're level cap anyway. So this that would have no impact here.
Yeah, but they weren't level capped yet. They're only 36. So
Right. Yeah. No, I missed that. I forgot.
Wonder if that's another interesting thing is like if you then go to Chromie and you're like, yo, I want to go to Wrath of Lich King, does it make the raid scale?
I would think so. Because everything else in Wrath is scaled to your level. But I don't know. I actually don't know. That's why I read this email.
I don't think they expect you to go do raids.
That's why I pulled this email, because we don't have a great answer for this, but I think it's worth discussion. If anyone else out there knows or experienced this, let us know. Maybe it is a bug. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's as designed. I don't know. Hard to say. That's the one thing about the scale or about the time walky campaign stuff that I'm a little bummed about, and that is that it doesn't really have the hook of the dungeons and the raids of those zones in mind for it. In other words, you can do them and it does unlock at levels. It'll say you can now enter the whatever dungeon, and that's great. And you can go do those things. You did with your leveling. I know you went in there and ran dungeons to get XP and stuff, but I wish there was a way that players before they cap 50 or even after could just say, hey, I want to take, you know, 10 of my friends in here and do, you know, Ice Crown the way it was and just have it scale and be hard normal difficulty.
Chat room saying you can't enter a raid if you are in Chromie time.
Oh, is that true?
I mean, it makes sense. Like, I don't think it's something they want you doing, and it is
interesting.
Weird because of the conversation. I mean, imagine the conversation we're having right now. It's like, how the hell would that even work?
Yeah, but if you were just looking to go do it for funsies, I don't know how it works, but that's an interesting point. If you can't enter those now, see, that's weird because when you play and you pass a certain threshold that would normally in the game unlock access to a raid, it tells you the raid's open, but you're saying I can't go in there, or they're saying that.
So I mean, it doesn't really go out of its way to tell you the raid's open unless you're getting quests for the raids by happenstance. But it's not
I thought it flashed up when it was like level 42, you've unlocked this.
Oh, does it? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So
it's not a part of the leveling experience.
Like, yeah. That's for sure. And we clearly don't know. So if anybody out there has some thoughts on this, we'd love to hear it. theinstance@gmail.com. But also, Frederick, I think it's cool you guys are doing this. That sounds like a lot of fun to me. It would be nice.
One of my fondest memories is going back to ICC in Cataclysm. Oh. I think we were max level, and it was me, Katie, and two of our friends, because the three of them hadn't done ICC, and they wanted to see it. And I had raided it till my eyes bled. So I had every mechanic still committed to memory. And so I raid-leaded a group of four through ICC at max level in Kata. But this was like early-ish Kata. So it's not like we were totally geared to the teeth at the end. Like, it was, we really had to try on Arthas. It was rough. We actually wiped a few times. It was really fun.
I like doing that too. I think that's why the time walking dungeon stuff is cooler. Time walking raid stuff is pretty cool. And that is what that's designed for, by the way. So I guess in a way, Blizzard's giving you that, but it's on a rotation basis, so you can't just choose and pick where you want to go. It's like, this week we're doing all the dungeons or the raids in Pandaria. Sorry, anyone who wanted to do Wrath stuff. Like, that's kind of a bummer, but I guess that is what that time walking feature is for and has been for a couple of expansions now. Real quick, just trying to check dates here. Wow, that's crazy. We are nearly 10 years from the release of Cataclysm. So December 7th, 2010. Think of that. That's nuts.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I was still doing ICC in 2010. So
that's weird.
That's
a lifetime ago, man. Well, really, it's just 10 years. If you're a dog, if you're a certain breed of dog, that was a lifetime ago. So there.
My now wife, Katie, and I moved in together February of 2011.
Jeez.
And I think it was January that Randy left the show in 2011, wasn't it? Yep. I think I had just moved into my place and I tuned into the instance and I was like, no, I love Randy.
Yeah, he left and went to Blizzard where he still is. So that means he's been at Blizzard for 10 years. Still working in community. Yep, been there for a long time. And then, I had a 10-year, the town crier was 10. He's now 20. Think of that. All right. Thanks for the email. It's going to do it for the show. Big thanks. Reminder, next, the 27th, which will be the next time you get a show from us. That'll be the day and that evening that we give away this gaming rig from Doghouse Systems. There'll be more information as time goes on. We'll put some stuff up on Twitter. There'll be no way you can miss it. We'll make sure you're as aware as you possibly can be so that you can be in the running for it. And you just have to be there for the stream. We're going to run the contest all through the Twitch stream. The chat room there will be the eligible players. The one thing I did forget to mention at the top of the show is this is not this time around for international winners. This is only for U.S. players. I should have said that earlier, but just so you know, U.S. players only. Shipping a machine like this, especially a free one, overseas is a bundle of hoo-ha. It's a mess right now these days. So that ain't happening. But anywhere in the U.S., totally fine. And that includes Hawaii, I guess, because they're technically in the U.S. and covered by the U.S. Postal System and UPS. So that's the plan there. That'll be Friday at 8 p.m. Central, right here on twitch.tv/frogpants. And again, more details as we get closer. Garrett, anything going on in the world of amove.tv before we go?
Honestly, tons. So mostly just go to amove.tv and check it out. But let's talk about Star Wars is back. Tom Merritt, Jenny Joseph, and myself are breaking down the new season of The Mandalorian. WoW Killer is back because I am back. So Taliesin and I spent a long time talking about main character deaths in World of Warcraft, kind of the history of that, for obvious reasons this week. And then the Angry Chicken just put up a 2-hour plus episode because there's so much stuff happening in Hearthstone right now. It's kind of insane. They just added their battle pass system and achievements to the game for the first time ever.
Oh yeah, that's big stuff.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, this is a quick Star Wars question. How sick are you of comments and questions regarding Baby Yoda's eating of those eggs? Because my gosh,
not many.
Twitter won't shut up about it. It's like, okay, we get it. Some of you are like super offended by that. What happened there? I'm not.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
Like,
it's weird.
And I'm not trying to like shame anyone or say like things that like gross you out or like hit you in a weird way or, you know, but I'm just surprised. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's because I kind of like weird off color, zany, dark humor.
Same. Didn't bother me at all.
I was surprised how many people on my feed were like, oh my God, I don't think I can't handle this.
It was real weird, but
it is a freaking weird episode. Like, I'm not gonna like, they're not wrong. Yeah. I don't know.
You ever want to watch my wife squirm with terror? Show her that episode. She just couldn't take it with the spiders. Couldn't do it.
It was almost 40 minutes of Katie going, oh no.
I guess that's a testament to how good those effects were, but man, those spiders, too many of them. Ice spiders, oh, stay away.
Amazing.
All right. That's it. What else? That's it. We have lots of other stuff happening in and around Frog Pants. So if you, that's weird. If you are, why is it showing that? If you're interested in more of that, oh, this is very strange. Hold on. I'm having a screen issue. Okay, there we go. Anyway, if you have any questions, thoughts, feelings, want to send in any of that stuff, make sure you send it to theinstance@gmail.com. Right? No, instantshow@gmail.com. How long have I been doing this? I don't know. How long have you, Scott? Not long enough, apparently. Anyway, lots of cool stuff happening in and around the network. Go check it out. Theinstance.net is our webpage. You can support us there by supporting our Instance Plus membership. You get all kinds of benefits, real cool stuff in the mail and otherwise. So go check that out. We highly recommend it, and it helps us keep the lights on. That, again, is at theinstance.net. Find us on Twitter at Garrett Art, Scott Johnson, and the occasional Not Patrick when Patrick is here. Frogpants.com for everything else you're looking for. It's going to do it for us, for me and for Garrett. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
Well, look what we did there.